meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Loveline. Coast to coast.
Hey, everybody.
Here we go.
Yeah, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Padgett Brewster is our guest tonight. Padgett was on the show a year and a half ago. When was the trouble with normal?
Yeah, it was a year and a half, 2 years ago.
Yeah.
I'm touched that you remember.
You know, I'll tell you, Drew, and I'll tell you what, you know, I don't remember anyone's name who does this show. Mm-hmm. Yes?
Including your own, yeah.
No, I know my name.
Oh.
Ace Rockola.
That's right.
But I don't remember any of the guest names.
Yes.
Like, who did I introduce myself to for the third or fourth time? Janine Garofalo.
Oh,
remember that?
Yeah, I do.
I introduced myself to her. She was on a TV show twice and on the radio show twice. I introduced myself to her. But you, my dear, I remembered.
Well, that's it. Wait, you introduced yourself to her because you didn't remember meeting her?
Right.
No.
Oh, yes.
Come on.
Oh, yes.
She's great.
Nice to meet you, I said.
Oh.
I didn't say she was bad. I just, I didn't remember
but
her
she might
doing
like,
the show.
She might like Bad Boys.
Yeah.
It was me with, like, what was the band?
What was that?
She likes Bad Boys, but not Stupid Guys.
What was the band I met 47 times?
And oh, yeah. Crystal Method. That's the band, Drew. Yeah, we meet a lot of people. And it all just falls into a category. If I see the person and I think I'm like a dog, like, do I remember liking them or not liking them? But I remember liking you,
I
remembered your name. And I think part of it was John Cryer, who was also in the Trouble with Normal, lives across the street from me. So
that's right.
I just gave him a blowjob. Whoops.
Yeah, that's him.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep, I get a cup of sugar, he gives me a blowjob. That's how it works. What? I'm sorry, Patrick.
No, I was responding to the disembodied voice that pops in. Biatch.
I just gave him a blowjob. Whoops.
That was Sean Cryer.
Now, who is...
That's Sean Cryer.
No, it's not.
Yes,
that's Sean Cryer. Yes.
Play a little more
Can
John
I hear
Cryer.
It again?
Yeah, go ahead.
I just gave him a blowjob. Whoops.
Yep. Oh, my God.
It is John.
It is Sean Cryer.
That's Ducky Boy. Padgett, by the way, is on Andy Richter Controls the Universe, which is a very, very funny show, which is probably not found the audience it deserves at this stage.
But I think we're up 15% in our retention.
That's
yeah.
I don't understand the numbers.
Yeah, there's lots of weird numbers in TV. But there are good shows that don't immediately get the audience they deserve. Historically, there's been dozens of them. And then there's shows... And Fox has been pretty good with sticking with stuff like 24, where...
Well, Fox has been great to us. I mean, now they have us on two nights a week now.
Wow.
For December,
right.
We're
on
Tuesdays at 8:30 also, as well as Sundays at 9:30. So they've been... And they didn't even have to... Honestly, they didn't have to order us. We got the same numbers as other shows that they didn't pick up, and they picked us up, I think, because they liked us, and you know, we all showed up on time, and were nice, and the critics liked our show, so they picked us up again, which was nice.
Yeah, well, I mean, ultimately, it's better, you know, if it just becomes a coin toss in ratings, we might as well put the good show, the funny show...
I'm with you.
The show that's better than the other show, and... People, and Drew and I have spoken about this many times, I think this kind of stuff is subjective. Well, who's to say that this is better than that? I mean, if this makes you laugh, then how could it be, oh, you a-holes are retarded. Of course there's better. Of course. There has to be. There's better, just like there's better wines and better cigars, better paintings, better music.
Well, how dare you? How dare you?
Please.
Oh,
now,
what?
Wait
a minute. What did I stumble on? No,
just because
are you gonna have a fight?
You like a certain... cigar.
Some people like cake and not pie.
Listen, here's what it is. There's good and there's bad, and then there's stupid and there's dumb. Dumb likes bad. That's how it works. Smart likes good. It's not opinions.
But don't you think there are shows on TV that are very smart and very funny and they do well, and then there are shows that are just god awful and they do well too? It's
yes,
because there are lots of smart people, lots of dumb people.
Hmm.
No. Now, some good usually prevails, but once in a while, good gets shot in the back. And there are examples of that out there. Like, I really particularly was fond of The Family Guy. on Fox. And, you know, I don't know if it's, I don't, if you make it three seasons or two and a half seasons, I don't know. I mean, maybe that is a success these days.
In a way, you're making the
case.
Two
seasons, yeah. That's a success.
You're making the case for any other sort of artistic impression, like if somebody stood behind the Impressionists until they were accepted by people.
Right.
As opposed to people in FA.
Right. I don't know what you're saying, Drew. But
he lost me, too.
Yeah, let's just
move
forward.
But I'm so pleased to meet you. I'm going to shake your hand.
Nice to meet you.
You didn't meet...
No, he was on the road. Yes. He called in. Mm-hmm. So it's nice.
You never quite know how often Drew's out of the studio until legions of guests pour in here that I'm intimate with, and Drew's never met them before. Oh, yes. And we get paid the same. So anything else to plug besides Andy Richter Controls the Universe?
The new issue of Barracuda is on the stands, and I shoot the pinup girls for Barracuda magazine.
You shoot them?
Yeah. I take their picture.
I mean, you're a photographer, yeah. Or there's a picture of you taking picture?
No, I shoot all of the pinup girls for Barracuda magazine that are in L.A. or can get to L.A. The ones in Canada and New Hampshire, they get their boyfriends to take their pictures and they send them in.
Really?
I think you can get it at Tower. And
can I be honest? I'm not familiar with Barracuda.
No, that's all right.
What is that? What is it?
It's a 70s muscle car.
Zine. No, it's
Chrysler
a 50s.
Puts it out. They put it at a 440. Also, the Hemi ones are very popular. And if you can get a convertible, it's a car
kind of like
a road runner? Nash Bridges.
Like a Roadrunner.
Smaller.
The car
yeah, it's
the
same as Challenger. Same frame as the Challenger. It's a Nash Bridges drove that.
Got it. Took pictures of cars. Got it.
Yeah. Okay.
Did he really?
No. He did drive a Barracuda,
really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Not in Nash Bridges.
Yeah, Canary Yellow Barracuda. Do you like Barracudas?
I like the fish. I like the cars. I don't like that Nash Bridges is driving one. That's a shame.
Cheech and Dunn this week.
Oh, dear.
There's a drug deal and fugitive in town. And Cheech got to take him down. Yeah, he's driving a... I always like, by the way, I always like the... I like the TV shows where the guy's undercover, but he's driving the canary yellow vintage muscle car, and he's
orange,
driving around.
Bright orange.
It's canary yellow, yeah, Drew, but right. he's wearing a bright orange blazer and an ascot.
That's right.
Like, really? This is undercover work? Why don't you just light sparklers off? Why don't you put like a Piccolo Pete up your ass and light that off and go up and down, get a clown wig and some rollerblades? Like, this is undercover work, huh? Like nobody doesn't know the guy in the canary yellow convertible Barracuda.
Well, see, he's so much like the people on the street that he sort of blends in.
No.
He's so comfortable.
Because he's so street.
Yeah, he's so street. He's
no,
so comfortable.
No.
They couldn't possibly identify him in the crowd of people with yellow cars.
I never know how that works. I never know, like, Nash Bridges, you know, was on the air for like 6-7 years or... Walker Texas Ranger. These shows. Who's watching these shows? What goes on? I don't know a human being that's ever seen one of these shows ever.
It's the Action Hour stuff. It was the same.
Is that what it is?
Baywatch was on forever, and
yeah,
Enterprise.
Who that's
was
got some TNA in it. Who,
I don't know.
Who's watching Walker Texas Ranger? Like
enough that one goes on for 8 years and other shows.
Yeah, Touched
Family
by
Guy's
an Angel.
Gone.
I mean, yeah, there's a lot of hour
unacceptable.
Long.
I know.
There you go.
I know. Ashley, and then you get your Caroline in the Cities anomalies, which are like, Caroline in the Cities on the air for like 5-6 seasons, and this is a sitcom that should be playing in the background of a movie. Like, if you're shooting a movie and you need a sitcom to play on the TV while you're shooting the scene, that's about all it would be good for. It's not an actual sitcom. If people actually watch it like a sitcom, they just have to be 10 kinds of
you
high.
Know, by the way, the sitcoms these days, I'm getting so distracted by the writing. The way people speak in a sitcom have become convention. You know what I mean?
Yes.
It's not the way people speak. Not
it's
even
become
close.
Its own world.
It's its own...
It could only ever happen in a sitcom.
People only talk like that in sitcoms. That's right. It's a way of speaking that does not exist in reality.
And
true.
Yeah, you get your precocious... 7-year-olds speaking like they're Tony Randall, and nobody bats an eye. Mm-hmm. Like, I'd be like, holy Christ, did you hear what this kid said? People try to move ahead with the dialogue, and I'd be like, what do you mean? What are you talking about? This, did you hear what the kid said? He said 22 skidoo. That's an adage from the 20s. How did he know this? Wait a minute, kid. Who you been talking to? I'd get fixated
and
on
and
it.
And always never, the elderly gal talking dirty.
Would never go away. Right. No one.
Grandma's
no one,
always going to be a foul mouth.
Nobody laughs, by the way, at the brilliant dialogue. Ashley.
Yes.
Well, it's kind of like Drew when I deliver my sermons over here.
Hello.
You're 17.
Yeah.
What's up?
Okay, I've been dating this 22-year-old, I'm actually almost 18, for, let's say, about 6 months now, and we've kind of had an open relationship. The first month wasn't, and I decided that it probably should be, and about 3 weeks ago, somebody, one of his other girlfriends, because he decided he only wanted two, walked in on us.
Decided what? He decided
he only wanted two girlfriends.
Yes, and she walked in on us, and after that, I kind of decided, you know, look, this is kind of weird. Anyway, he said he wasn't going to be with anybody else, and that was fine with me. And then I thought about, no, you can be with other people. Just don't put me in that situation again. And then 2 nights ago, he wanted to go to college with me.
All right, wait a minute. How old is the guy?
22. He's 22, and she's 17.
And how old is the...
I'll be 18 in 10 days.
All right. How old's the other girl?
20, almost 21.
And why is it okay with you?
He's only known her for, like, 2 weeks.
Why is it okay with you to have, for him to have other people?
Because we dated single-handedly, and neither of us can, like, handle that with each other right now, but we can't be away from each other. Like, whenever he's dating...
Well, let me translate that. Hold on a second.
Okay.
He can't handle that. He doesn't want to have a girlfriend.
Well, no, he'll say that to me, but he wants to be with me. Like, if I break it up, he calls every day.
Yeah, because he knows you'll cave in.
Yeah. You're pliable that
yeah,
way.
You're 17. He's just abusing you, basically. He's manipulating you.
Oh, I've stayed away for like 4 weeks, and he called, and he sent me flowers and roses, and I stayed away. But we shared the same friend.
Actually, that's a manipulation.
Well, why are you staying away if this is all cool with you?
Oh, because I stayed away because of the problem, the reason we broke up the first time, and then I was like, why not?
What was the reason you broke up the first time?
Oh, that reason.
Oh, the reason. What was the reason you broke up the first time?
Well, because I thought I was pregnant and he didn't handle that correctly, and so...
All right. What?
Are you? Does he make you happy at all? Because it doesn't sound like you're really getting...
No, we had a great time together.
He's
no,
great.
We had a blast
He's
together.
Great. How dare you, Padgett? He's a wonderful, wonderful individual. What branch of...
You don't sound so good.
What field of construction is this a-hole in?
He's a manager at the cell phone company down...
Aha! Uh-huh. I don't trust those guys. Almost as bad as the pager guys. Okay, so what happened? Where's your dad? When did he skip out?
My dad?
Yeah.
When I was like 6 months old and I lived with my stepdad and my mother.
Yeah, what's up with your stepdad?
Oh, he's pretty cool. It's awesome. It's awesome.
And you have no relationship with your original dad, the biological dad?
No.
It's just amazing the way that affects women. Even though she never really had a bond with him, it's still...
Yeah, no, and I try not to.
Yeah,
but just knowing that there's a guy out there who's your biological father, who's one half of your parents, who doesn't care if he ever sees you again, has got to have a long-lasting emotional effect on you, even if stepdad came in and wasn't a bad guy.
Or it can have a long-lasting effect, and we're seeing the evidence of that in how you conduct yourself with this guy who is unavailable and using you like some sort of...
dish rag.
No, yeah. He's doing whatever he pleases, and you're kind of rationalizing it as though you're talking yourself into participating with him because you like what you do get, and you're willing to tolerate all that in order to get the good stuff, but the good stuff is not real either.
Yeah.
All right.
It's all BS.
So just why don't you stay out of this? Just find a regular guy.
Get somebody, if you were actually to get pregnant, who might actually care about you, what happens to you.
No, I'm not. So.
Yeah, but if you were to get pregnant again, how about having a guy that actually cared enough to step up to the plate and...
Yeah.
Show you some tenderness in the face of a crisis, as opposed to this guy who undoubtedly went out with his other girlfriend.
Yeah. Well, he dumped her after that. He was like, I can't believe you walked in on her and how you treated her after that.
Yeah, he'll find another one.
He dumped her?
Yeah, he dumped her.
He dumped her after she walked in on them.
Just
together.
Stop for a second. Imagine who this other girl is.
Yeah.
I know her.
Yeah.
Okay, Ashley, listen, stop defending this guy. He's a world-class prick, all right? All right, your dad... Split. Now get over it, would you?
Yeah.
And if anything, just use birth control. So
please.
You don't have to
please,
I am.
Please, condoms, kids. Please.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
Good times.
Oh, God. These broads drive me nuts with their defense of these guys. It's great.
I can't believe how you... I mean, I get, you guys probably talk to people like this all the time. When did your dad leave? Mm. When I was six.
Whoa,
that threw me. That's what you see over and over again?
Over and over. It's an absolute pattern.
Dad skips out. Dad leaves,
unavailable man become her life. That's
because dad was unavailable, that's what she's drawn to?
Right. She has to try to correct that. She has to reconnect with that person that she idealized and wanted to fuse to and loved. I mean, that's her idea of her attachment.
Wow.
And that becomes an unavailable person. And guess what? Unavailable people treat you like crap.
Yeah.
So
it's pretty easy, though, in the sense with women. Guys are
different.
A little more resilient, or something's wrong with them. They're thick. They're not as...
They go out and kill people.
They're not as effective. Yeah, they just kill prostitutes, you know. they're a little more straightforward.
No, what do you see when dad... What do you see in men when dad leaves?
Nothing. They get a little violent.
Aggression.
They get aggressive.
They can't contain
their aggressiveness.
Because they're mad.
No. The dad is there molding it, you know, containing it when they're in adolescence.
They didn't get contained.
So the aggression continues to blossom, and they just... out they go.
Yeah.
Wow.
But, women, if you talk to a woman and she's doing something that you're thinking, why would you put yourself in that situation? Why would you put yourself through that?
Or why would you put up with that?
Or when you start asking these questions like, honey, where's your self-esteem? Yeah, or, why would you go with this guy? Or, I can't believe you haven't dumped him. If you start asking those questions, you just go right to dad.
Wow.
It's easy. Every single time. Never fails. That's all. Because you wouldn't do it because your dad was around.
Still is.
Theoretically. Yeah. And you show me someone, you know... Someone whose dad was around won't do it for all the tea in China. You know, they would never do that. And it's the opposite, though.
They wouldn't put up with that for a second.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, are you kidding?
Haley?
Yeah.
You're 19?
I learned a lot from that last call, by the way.
Good.
I'm 19. This guy is the first guy I've ever slept with. And, like, when we have sex, like... At first, I thought it was me, like, maybe I was doing something wrong, but, like, he goes forever, and at first it was good, you know, but, like, there's times when more than half the time, I mean, he won't at all come, and...
How long does he go before he does, when he does?
Oh, my God, it could be, like, hours.
Oh, boy. Is he on medication?
No, and, I mean, I've asked him about it. I've been like, you know, is it just me? Or he's like, it's always been this way since I've been having sex, you know, blah, blah. And like, I mean, we'll completely not have sex. And, I mean, it's very...
He's gay. Does he masturbate?
Please.
He's not gay.
I heard you say it.
Does he masturbate frequently?
I don't really know.
That's not going to do it.
Yeah, but at least there's some room for... improvement there. Just cut that
off. Something you could try.
Something you could do, right.
One piece of luggage you could throw out from overhead to lighten the plane just a little bit, but it's not going to make a big difference.
No, that's right.
So this is just a way... Is he circumcised?
Yes.
Does he wear a condom?
No.
Sagittarius? I got a feeling.
Cancer.
What?
Cancer.
Aha!
Wait, look. How long have you guys been having sex? I'm sorry, I might have missed that.
Since July.
Mm-hmm.
July.
And it's unvaried. It's been the same. It's been the same every time since July.
Yeah.
And does he eventually have an orgasm?
Half the time.
Not even half the time.
Okay. And what about oral sex? Does that do it for him?
It does, but it's still like 2 hours.
Oh my God! Don't do that.
You should be sainted.
Ouch.
2 hours. And let me. But hold on a second. Is 2 hours really 2 hours?
I mean, like, I swear it's 2 hours. I would not, yeah.
I mean, you're looking at the clock, you start getting it on at midnight, and it's 2 a.m. before fireworks happen.
Yes, definitely.
All right, don't believe you, but, I believe it's an hour and 15 minutes, and that's still a real long time.
Okay, it's a really long. I know I don't know exactly, but I would say it's definitely longer than
an hour. What's it with women? Women in their guesstimation of time and heights.
Ask her world history
please,
question.
If you were,
she knows world history. I don't
know. Somebody for an hour, it could feel like three.
Yes, I blew this dude in height. I mean, it seemed like, oh Christ, we got to edit this show, Anderson.
Yeah.
Just give me a look because he wasn't listening.
Yeah.
Okay, listen.
Pretty interesting.
So when you brought it up, when you talked to him about it, he just said it's always been this way. And
there are guys that are just like this, Haley.
He said that, like, because I talked to him, I was like, you know, I haven't slept with anybody else, you know, what's going on, you know, blah, blah. And he was like, yeah, because he has a best friend, like, that's a girl. And he was like, yeah, when I first started having sex, I just asked her, and she said, you know, thank God. And I'm like, yeah, she's not having to do it. So...
Yeah, it's most women would find this unpleasant, Haley. And on average, women are good for about 10 to 20 minutes, and then it's ouch after that. And there are some guys that are just like this. But Adam, maybe you want to call this guy and try to straighten him out a little bit, give him your masturbatory techniques in terms of how to transition from the hand to the female.
It's interesting. Haley?
Yeah.
He has to masturbate. Like, I don't think he has to cut
it. I know he masturbates. I mean, but...
Yeah.
How long does it take him when he does that?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't want to call him.
I'm not usually there.
Okay.
Not usually.
That's the route. He has to hone that technique and get himself down into an acceptable period of time when he masturbates. And just in general, get used to some kind of results.
And maybe
within the hour,
maybe
you know
do that as preparation, even for what he does with his girlfriend.
Yeah, yeah.
He's not my boyfriend.
What? Oh, I beg your pardon. I wouldn't want to call somebody you're having
sex
with a boyfriend.
Sorry, you blew the guy for weeks.
I beg your
straight.
Pardon. For hours.
Sorry for thinking it was your boyfriend.
No, I want it. No,
okay. All right. Not your boyfriend. I don't care. How dare you make these sort of assumptions?
I like what she jumps into. That's not my
boyfriend. You know, she didn't want to ruin her reputation.
How dare you?
Oh, my.
Yes, please. If word got out, this guy she was blowing for
hour and a half.
120 minutes was her boyfriend, she'd be the talk of the town. Understand? People whispering behind her back.
She's from the South, you know. It's been going on since July.
July.
All right.
She must be tired.
Look, here's the deal.
And bruised.
The thing is, okay, here's what I want to say. Right. We as Americans, spend billions of dollars each year with the hope that we can change things that we can't really change. And there's a couple of things we can change, but we're not so interested in that. We want to change the penis length, the breast size, our brain function. We want to do this.
We want our vertical leap change.
We try to change everything. And if you really think about like the top 10 things we work on changing, none of those can really be changed. Your physique, it can look a little better, a little different, but you pretty much look like you look. I look like I look, and Drew, we've known each other for 10 years. You look the same, I look the same, right?
Yeah.
There's discussion of things. Talk about diet, talk about working out, talk about... We both look exactly the same.
There's a 3% variation.
Yeah, it can go up.
No way, but us can tell.
Margin, right. Right. That's the thing. And here's the thing. There's some guys have an orgasm in 3 minutes. That's like the bottom 10%. Poor sons of bitches. And then they're the ones who can't have an orgasm for 2 hours.
Right.
And even though society doesn't poke fun at these guys, their hand is worse than the guys who pop off in 3 minutes, in a sense, because they're pounding away and their partners are getting sore, and you know they got. And then there's everything in between.
Also, later on in relationships, marriages, and things, women are sort of anxious to kind of wrap it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really? You found that women want to wrap it up earlier,
I read something.
The longer they're with somebody?
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone wants to wrap. They get no argument from the guy.
Women, for instance, like lesbian couples, stop having sex after about a year. Completely. It just sort of, the amount of activity naturally decays. I just read a thing, there was some top 10 ideas for the upcoming year or something. They had the male, there's a condom coming out that's going to prevent premature ejaculation. It's got sort of
a numbing agent on it. Wow.
But in there was a commentary saying, well, that's ridiculous because most women are, you know, they just want you to kind of get it over with and get, you know, when they've been married a while.
Wow.
Get on with it.
Yeah. True.
You're finding that now? Now you're married 2 weeks?
Don't bring up the old marriage thing.
Oh, no, I saw the ring. I was heartbroken.
I know. It must be difficult for you.
It's a little hard.
Yeah.
No, I think once a lady has, you know, she's done her thing, then I can see the wanting to wrap it up and send the parade home.
Also, there's, you know, when you get married and especially been together for a while, there's the, we'll get them tomorrow.
The long-term relationship as well. I'd really rather watch Full Metal Challenge. Can we just do it tomorrow?
It becomes like a government job. It's like, hey, if we don't get this knocked down Monday, we'll do it Tuesday, and if not Tuesday, we'll grab it next week. Yeah, where are you going? No big deadline. Yeah, no one's going anywhere. You're here for the long haul.
There's some of that.
No one's going to cut you loose.
Yeah, right. I'm surprised about the lesbians. Sorry.
Yeah.
After a year, that's that.
6 months,
no, really?
They're elusive and crafty, those lesbians.
Wow.
And I don't mean crafty, cunning. I mean arts and crafty.
Yeah,
I don't want to get deluged with calls from lesbians. I'm not saying of them stop after 6 months, but that's a trend. That is a definite trend.
Okay.
It's trendy?
It's a
like
trend.
You think they might... I'm kidding. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
You both look like you want to get up and run away.
Well they're yelling at us from in there.
We're not going to
I have my back to them. Yeah. To
that's
all
right.
Them.
That's all right.
As an actress,
virtually
standing up.
You should read our podcast.
We'll be right back.
Padgett Brewster here from Andy Richter Controls the Universe on 9:30 Sunday nights and 8:30 Tuesday nights on Fox. We'll be right back. Loveline, I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Padgett Brewster is our guest tonight. Padgett is on Andy Richter Controls the Universe, and that show is on twice on Fox, Sunday nights 9:30 and Tuesday nights at 8:30, and it actually is a very strong show, very interesting, not the kind of show you've seen before, very well written, well performed. So give it... support it. We all need to do that. Mm-hmm. We need to support whatever's good, just like a dictator. Bad dictator, gotta throw him out.
Yeah.
Good dictator, we gotta support him.
Okay, yeah. We have a good one?
Do they have good dictators?
Yeah. let me think.
I gotta work on this.
Tito was kind of a good dictator.
Yeah, Tito, good guy.
There you go.
Okay. And great.
Thank you for the endorsement. That's very nice.
Great bass player as well, too. It's one of the Jacksons. All right. What are we doing? Going ahead here?
Yeah. I think.
I want to hear more. This is great. I want your
more world history.
So badly.
I bet Padgett knows world history.
I don't. I should, but I don't. I don't know
and
enough.
She would know it. She'll know it.
What?
No. Listen, I don't want to turn the show into a history show. But Padgett is a very attractive woman who, but you wouldn't get a lot of crap for bringing her home. You know what I mean? It's not that ditzy attractive.
Oh, that's nice.
It's like sort of
no,
classy
not a
sleeper.
Little button-nosed blonde.
Right. Every bit as attractive as the button-nosed blonde.
You think?
Even more.
You haven't seen
even
my profile.
More. I'm gonna look for that later. Yeah. All right. Let's talk to Alicia. Alicia?
Yes.
You're 20?
Yes, I sure am.
What's up?
Okay, I've been dating my boyfriend... almost for a year now, and we've got a pretty serious relationship. Everything's great. He's the nicest guy that I've ever met in my entire life.
Yeah.
But he's kind of given me mixed signals. I don't exactly know what to think because I have mentioned to him about wanting to get married, but, I mean, not right
now. Stop. Yeah, this is your boyfriend, right?
Yes.
How long have you been together?
About a year.
And you've been talking about marriage?
Yes.
The average 20-year-old male is not going to be ready for that, I would say.
No, he's 24.
Is he in college?
No.
Does he work?
Yes.
Just sort of rule of thumb on guys is that before they could even hear you on the marriage thing, most guys, they want to kind of have their life together. They want to sort of know who they are in the world before they get married.
Yeah, but not the stupid guys who listen to this show.
Well, there are guys that, yeah. There's that, too.
There's a catch-22. If he wants to get married really young, then he's stupid and you shouldn't marry him. So if he doesn't want to get married, then he's smart and you should want to marry him.
But he won't get married.
Not for a few years,
not
at least.
Not for a few
right.
years. Yeah. And just kind of
are you willing to stick it out?
That's what you got to decide.
Here's my dilemma, though. It's I know we don't want to get married right this second, but he has mentioned it also, but only when I don't mention it, if you understand what I'm saying.
No, I don't understand.
Well, I do, but...
If you don't talk about it, then he talks about it?
Yeah, and then when I talk about it, it's like I'm pressuring him.
All right. And what is he doing?
He's not going to school. What's he doing for a living?
He works at a company in Dallas. He's a lead operator for a print shop.
Mm-hmm.
So like a manager type?
All right. So, all right.
All right, anyway, so things are going along. You're right about where you should be.
Yeah.
You're going to decide whether or not you're going to stick this relationship out. You're talking about marriage a little bit early.
How long has she been with him?
A year.
1 year. Relax. You're 20.
Slow down. You're not going to get married. You just got to decide whether you want to hang with this guy while he sort of figures his whole life out.
Yeah, but that's just, look, you're 20, he's 24, you've been together for a year. You shouldn't be talking about marriage at this stage. There's no big decision to make. Just, right. You got to relax and just let the relationship move forward.
I'm a girl. You know how girls are.
Yeah, but listen, I knew.
That's still awfully young to want to get married.
Yeah.
To feel like you have met the person that you want to be with for the rest of your life.
Yep.
And if he is, if he's the one and there's no way around it,
just stick it out.
Then you'll be together no matter what.
Yeah, he's not going anywhere. I mean, don't put the screws to him, though. You might freak him out, and then the one will get away. Heather?
Yes?
You're 22?
Yes.
What's up?
My boyfriend gets cold sores on his lips. I've gotten a couple of them over the 3 years that we've been together, and I was wondering if cold sores, I know that's a form of herpes, I was wondering if it's transferable to the vagina.
Oh, yes.
Hmm.
Most definitely.
So can you give it to yourself, your own vagina?
You're this
I'd
whole,
like to see you try that.
You can get it on your hand
and get it
down
on your
there.
Finger?
Yeah, you can.
Well, that's cheating.
It tends not to happen, but you could.
But you guys can't go say hello to each other downtown.
Well, not when you're having an outbreak.
When you're,
And if you do, you are taking some risk. Not a big one, but some.
What? Wait
and
a minute.
And it'll never go away.
If you do.
Right? Then that's it.
Okay. If you do, during an outbreak, you're taking some risk.
If you do, you're taking a substantial risk during an outbreak.
Yeah.
Some risk when there's no outbreak.
That's what you meant.
Yeah.
So it's still possible, even if he has no cold sores on his
lips? It's possible. It's possible.
Yeah. But I would be willing to spin that wheel.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Probably have.
Because a lot of people have that virus in their mouth, and it doesn't transmit readily or frequently that way. It does, though. It can. And you have a big old cold sore, and it will do it.
Yeah, so don't do it when you have the big old cold sore.
Okay, I'll try not to.
All right, good times.
All right. Okay. Although, I enjoy the cold sore sensation. It's like an extra...
A little sizzle.
Yeah, especially the big gaping ones. My penis isn't real wide, you know, circumference wise, so it's really like an extra set of lips going around me. Yeah.
It's just like she wants to take a shower. It's like, gross.
Gaping sores. Delicious.
Yeah.
Nothing sexier.
Yeah. And then I return the favor with my studded wonder, you know, with the warts all over it. You know, I don't have to waste money on those condoms ribbed for her pleasure. You know, I got the warts all over me.
Wait, if you have a cold sore, and if someone with a cold sore has oral sex with someone else, they can't give them warts like Adam has, can they?
No, they give herpes.
Adam's not herpes.
They're not herpes. Adam's dork will give you warts.
Yeah, but Drew,
I don't think so. Not now that he's married.
Drew, block the door. Get the light.
But
and,
that's not
warm up
that's
my
a,
coffee.
That's it's a different kind of herpes. It's just a different
wart is totally wart is a wart.
Oh,
herpes is an ulcer. It's a sore.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
like cold sore. That's a wart. Herpes. A wart is a looks like a wart.
Yeah,
got it.
That's different.
I thought that was also herpes.
No. Is it a herpes type virus?
No,
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Oh, the wart.
Well, herpes is a class of virus. All kinds of herpes viruses. Chickenpox is a herpes virus.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
But I don't. No, wart is not a herpes virus.
All right. So, and the wart is.
And shingles too, right?
Shingles is a herpes virus.
It's very exciting.
You know your herpes, baby.
I don't. Clearly, I thought warts were in there, and I was wrong.
Yeah.
Marie?
That is
someone's
weird.
Breathing.
Hello? Mari?
Yes?
What's going on?
You're 19.
Yes. I have a question for Dr. Drew.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Yeah, go right ahead.
Okay. My question is, you know how you guys always talk about how when men leave their children, it usually affects girls more?
Yeah.
And you never really talk about when moms leave?
Yeah, that's rarer, and it can be quite disruptive to both males and females when that happens.
Yeah, well, it happened to my father when he was, like, 12.
His mom abandoned him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because she got up and left one day.
Was she an alcoholic?
No.
Why did she leave?
I guess because my grandfather was, like, bad to her, but she got up one day, left, and she started a whole new life. Years later, my father and my mom had gotten married, and her cousin was being babysitted by some nice woman from my grandmother's building. And when my mom went to go pick him up, the woman who answered the door was my father's mother. She never told her new boyfriend that she had other children or she was married. And he was like, I mean, my dad became very abusive towards women, which is weird because...
Well, just after rediscovering his mom or for his whole life? Since
I'm thinking since him and my mom got married because they were young. And I read somewhere that when a father, when a boy gets married at a young age, he tends to act like his father. And I know his dad was a little abusive towards the boys.
Well, listen, guys who are abused physically are physically abusive to everybody.
Right.
That's just the way it is. I mean, your parents sort of become a template or model.
Yeah.
Because it's just that the way he acts towards women is so different towards boys. I mean, it's weird. He's a weird guy. Towards his mother, he will defend his mother for everything.
Here's what's important. How's he doing with you?
He knows. I have an older sister by 2 years.
Yeah.
And he knows her. He knows her birthday. He don't know nothing about me. He don't know my birthday.
All right.
I'm like...
this is her dad we're talking about.
About your father, right?
Yeah,
she speaks in third person a lot. It's hard to follow.
Well,
she and he and grandma and dad.
I'm sorry.
Is this J-Lo or Rosie Perez?
No.
All right. And by the way, have you got an ass full of this J-Lo talking about what a regular gal she is constantly?
Excuse me?
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
No, don't do that. No,
Now, listen.
Another beep outside
okay.
I didn't hear you.
Okay, but listen. Okay. Do you have a boyfriend?
Yes, sir.
What's he like?
He's not like my dad.
He's not like your dad?
I know where you're going to. I've been through that when I was younger, and I stopped. I said, I'm not going to be like having guys like my dad.
All right.
That was disgusting.
These are the critical issues with you. All right. You're able to see what that is. The attractions have sort of calmed down for some reason. You're able to solve that problem for yourself.
Mm-hmm. And you don't live with your dad?
No.
All right, good.
Yeah.
Look, and listen, everybody. And do not be scared to write off your parents if they're not acting correctly. You owe them nothing, especially if they were bad when you were growing
you
up.
You should look at the idealizations you superimpose upon them and try to examine them for who they are as real people.
Yes.
And accept them on those terms, and if they're jackasses, that's fine. They don't have to be in your life. They don't have to continue to traumatize you. You don't have to be responsible for who they are and how they've been. Just make some good choices for yourself, which Mari's done.
Yeah, it sounds like it. But so often... Dad is sort of abusive to the daughter. Then the daughter not only hooks up with the abusive guy, but then spends the rest of her life trying to mend things with abusive dad who doesn't deserve
3 seconds with her.
The price of the stamp on the letter that she sends her.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, listen, whether it's your dad, your boss, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, if someone's not playing right, you got to be able to just walk away.
Yeah.
And that thing about you being compelled to fix something that someone else broke and someone else continues to break is a real futile way to go through life.
But isn't the person who suffers from such low self-esteem that they feel they need to repair a relationship with a parent that doesn't treat them well? I mean, isn't that a cycle?
Oh, yeah.
They're not able, they don't have the confidence and...
There is certainly an association with all this and low self-esteem. But there's even some evidence that maybe a biological wiring that makes people repetitively reenact traumas.
Yeah,
it's actually a brain mechanism.
I mean, we're used to calling it low self-esteem, but it's really trying to master.
Low self-esteem is almost like an epiphenomenon. Yeah, it just sort of happens to be part of the syndrome. But the reality is that there's a brain piece that's going.
But I mean, it's sort of normal. Like if you were, you're piloting some plane and you crash it and you kill people, you will have dreams in the future of what you could have done. Mm-hmm. You'll go through your whole life thinking, what could I have done then to make things different now or so that this wouldn't have happened? You're trying to master something
you're trying to
that
manage
happened
the
a long time ago.
Associated with the trauma. Yeah.
All right. Speaking of trauma, if this Andy Richter Controls the Universe goes off the air, talk about repetitive nightmares.
That'll be so bad.
Unacceptable.
Absolutely.
Incredibly unacceptable.
Paget Brewster is our guest tonight.
Oh, they're in the pose.
From that same show.
I love it. You should see these guys. I wish you could see these guys.
I'm getting ready to get up.
They're in this sort of insect-like pose. I'm ready to spring.
You ready to go?
It's the to tell the truth pose.
Yeah.
Who is the real Adam Carolla?
All right, let's go to the bathroom. everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew.
Sorry, let's do cigarette.
Phone number.
Oh, sorry.
Phone number, 1-800-LOVE-191. Paget Brewster's our guest tonight. She's on Andy Richter Controls the Universe. 9:30 Sunday nights, 8:30 Tuesday nights. All right, and a very good show. And I know it seems like I'm just saying that because Paget's
You have to
here,
say that, though, don't you? Because I'm sitting here. I mean, do you have to say that about shows that you hate? Like, people that you like, guests that you like, but you...
Mm-hmm. Hate their show?
Yeah, what do you do?
No, we don't say, this is a very good show. We just say when the show's on.
Yeah. You also say you never seen it.
And we do say we never seen it. Well, that's usually true. Actually, I've never seen Andy Richter. No, I have seen it. I've seen it way more than once. If you count... One and a half is wait. No, I've seen the show multiple times, and
no, it's okay. I just watch those forensics shows. I don't really even watch.
I do too. I go home and I get home.
There's a porno forensic show.
Yeah, what? Oh, awful! God, I hope not.
I stop.
Oh, Drew, how dare you? No, but I do. I said, the Lusitania was sunk. You know, I just sit around and watch the History Channel.
Yeah, it was a great channel. Yeah. Learning Channel too.
Yeah, but I was watching Andy Richter Controls the Universe, and I was thinking to myself, this is a very interesting show. I mean, I haven't seen any sitcoms, and I hesitate to even call it a sitcom because it doesn't...
It gets away from it because it's single camera.
Doesn't feel like a sitcom at all, and it's doesn't have an audience, right? And it's shot sort of like you would shoot...
drama.
Yeah.
It's shot like Malcolm in the Middle. It's the same thing. A single camera.
Right.
Laugh track, no.
And there's like fantasy sequences and VOs and lots of... It's just an interesting, well-done show. And I wouldn't know how to describe it. And I think sometimes when a show has trouble finding an audience, it's because, like, you can't say, here's the show.
Yeah.
Instead, you go, it's a good show, just watch it. But you can't really say... No, you see, this guy, he's a confirmed bachelor. He's one of Chicago's hottest bachelors, but his young daughter is forced... Now, he didn't know about her, but he's forced to come stay with her as an adult.
What was that? What was that show?
It's every third piece-ass show that comes down the pike.
That show, but... Molina was... Oh, sorry.
Yes, this is the show.
Sorry.
And a Trailer Howard, I think, was
his
daughter.
Yeah, I don't know her, but I like him. He's nice.
She's a dynamite lady. I remember her.
Good.
Yeah. But here's the whole thing, as I've said about these shows, which is, since when does your 28-year-old daughter move back in without being hooked on heroin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, and
the sitcom one.
I would watch it if the chick got strung out on junk. And her boyfriend beat the crap out of her. Now she had to move. But it's always just, here I am, Daddy.
The fun ensues.
Yeah, it's so hard to get the network to go for that, though.
Yeah, the chase and the dragon. Yeah.
Yeah, and the beatings.
The physical abuse doesn't go well.
Andy and I did a scene where it was a fantasy sequence, and we beat each other in the face with shovels. We were having it like a shovel match.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody was very worried about how bruised I would be, because they were afraid... that I would look like a battered wife or something. Like, where's the line? You know, maybe no blood. And we ended up being absolutely bloody, and Andy's eye was swollen shut, and we went crazy with the makeup and got away with it. So that was great. But, yeah, networks they're not crazy about beatings.
Yeah, domestic abuse. Daniela?
Hello?
You're 20?
Yes.
What's up?
Well, I've been with my boyfriend for a little over 2 years, and I've never had an orgasm.
Does he think you have?
Well, this is the thing. This is the weird thing. I know that I haven't, like, you know, during sex, but when I, like, do sit-ups or when I go to the gym, I don't know what it is, but it's something. But I have nothing to compare it to, so I don't know.
Okay. So you should be able to... You have something like an orgasm.
I don't know. Is that an orgasm?
And somebody that can have that kind of thing with sit-ups usually is pretty prone to...
Have you ever heard of that?
Yeah, we've heard of this.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah.
I've asked my friends, and nobody has ever heard of anything like that.
No, it's fine. And, in fact, women that can do that usually are sort of easily orgasmic. It's not usually the one calling saying, I can't have... In fact, the one that's able to have orgasm during sex.
So it is an orgasm?
Nearly, if not that.
Well, wait a minute. Hold on.
What?
Danielle she's all over the map.
Yeah.
Drew's not saying, yes, this is an orgasm.
Right.
He's saying... If it is an orgasm, it's curious that you can't have an orgasm with your partner. And she didn't answer my question, which was, does your boyfriend think you're having orgasms.
Which is very important. Yeah. No, he doesn't think so.
We've been together for a long time. We have a really, really good relationship. And,
except
you know, he knows it's a problem. We're very open about that.
Okay.
Okay. And does he do oral sex on you?
I don't enjoy oral sex. And I've had it, you know, done to me by other guys.
See, she's building the case for the multi-orgasmic woman. Now, why is she not having sex? Are you on medication?
Nope, nothing. Nothing. And like, sometimes I'm at the gym and I'm doing like a certain...
Yeah, we got it. We got it. Okay.
And, you know, I don't know. I don't know.
Okay, got it. Now, is there some... How long do you guys have sex when you are active together?
I'm sorry?
How long do you have intercourse for when you're doing it?
Maybe 15 minutes, 20 minutes.
And nothing happens for you?
No.
How is he?
I think he's good. I mean, I've only had one other partner, and it wasn't for a long time, but, you know.
Did you orgasm with that partner?
No, I've never orgasmed.
Have you masturbated ever?
I've tried, and I don't enjoy it, you know?
Yeah.
And you don't enjoy the oral sex?
No.
What if you did a sit-up while he was going down on you?
I've thought about that, but it takes more than one sit-up. It takes, like, you know, 50 or something, and, you know.
Huh.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of sit-ups.
This is the new Abs of Steel video.
So what is it about masturbation that you don't like, that you're not comfortable with?
I physically just don't enjoy it, you know? I don't know. Like, I've tried it, and I don't know. I just don't get anything out of it.
Hey, Daniela?
Mm-hmm?
We got to take a break. We're not going to get back to you?
No, we are. We're fascinated.
No, we're stumped.
We're fascinated.
No,
I am.
We're not.
Yeah.
No. You got to masturbate, and you have to control your universe just like Andy Richter controls his.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. All right, Drew. You ready to rock?
Let's go.
We'll be back. Hey, all this love line. I'm Adam. That is Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Paget Brewster's our guest tonight. She's from Andy Richter Controls the Universe.
Hello.
A very good show that needs you to support it.
Please.
Yeah.
Get out there. Get out into the streets.
Yes, that's right.
Raise your flags and then get back home.
And
to watch.
By 9:30 Sunday
and
night.
And sign on your Nielsen card.
Get back
Tuesdays.
on Tuesday nights, 8:30. That's right. Do they have Nielsen cards now?
Or boxes, I guess, huh?
Yeah.
There's like one family per
still
15 million.
Still yet to meet anybody who had that.
We had a Nielsen diary.
You did?
Yeah.
Growing up?
No. About 3 years ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah. My wife goes, my husband has a TV show.
What?
Why did you do that?
That'd be exhibit R if I was making a case against your wife. Please. What is that instinct? Drew, you
honesty.
Do the same
it's
thing.
Called honesty.
No, it's not honesty. Not honesty. Frankie?
What's up, fellas? How you doing?
Oh, it's Frankie from New York with the Camaro.
Yeah.
Yeah, how's it going?
Just call him Frankie Camaro.
All right,
Frankie Camaro.
38,
what's up, guys?
New York.
Drew, how you doing?
We're good. What's up?
Nice piece. I wanted to say hello to this young lady. How you doing?
Pleasure. Hey.
She's a delight.
What?
She's a delight, Frankie.
Yeah. Dr. Drew, pleasure. Adam, you're the man. You're crazy man. Fellas, I did it. I broke away from the mother-daughter combo.
Good.
He was having sex with the mother and daughter.
About 2 weeks. I don't know. Maybe 10 days, 2 weeks. Dr. Drew, I wanted to ask you.
Yeah?
Is this crazy mother, you think she'll say anything to the daughter? Because everything broke, everything went smooth, kind of smooth.
One of the things you always have to ask yourself about people is sort of what's in it for them. Yeah, you know, what would be in it for this mom to bring this up with her daughter unless she hates her daughter for some reason?
And she's pretty much had it together, so I don't. And they had a good relationship. Hopefully, she won't say nothing. That'll be smooth, and it'll just go on, right? Hopefully.
Well, you getting out of there was priority number one.
The right thing, right?
Yeah. So you were.
You know what? Because I told you I met somebody else, so I wanted to go the right way.
Now, wait. As I recall, you called recently to tell us about this new one, and there was some problem with this too, right?
No. It just it went pretty good. We went out on one date and. The thing was, I waited. I didn't call her back, and she wound up calling me back. But she's just a real busy girl, and I can't get a feel of whether it's going to work or not. But that's part of the game. Number two.
Somehow I think everything's a game with Frankie. Well, go ahead. Yeah, number two.
Number two. I'm pretty normal, I would think.
Yeah, I've
been listening to the show, and I just can't believe how many people take medication. Like you say, well, yeah, you got this problem. Yeah, do you take this drug? Something that ends with an HCK or whatever. You know, I can't believe how many drugs people are taking to help their minds and this and that. Where the heck do we ever find all of these drugs to help these people with their problems?
The rainforest.
I mean, I think it's remarkable. I mean, I can't even name some of the drugs that you've talked to people about and what they've done.
I bet he can't name one of them.
Right?
Hey, Frankie Camaro.
Yes.
Yeah. This is why you called tonight?
Well, no. I'm just amazed at that. And I just wanted to know, really, my main question was about the breakup.
Okay? Yes. There was a thing we told you to do. You did it. It was a good thing to do. There you go.
And we stand by our advice. Right. But
good job, boys.
Yeah. Also understand, though, when people do really chaotic things, especially women, sometimes they do it to discuss it. Like, we always talk about how when men cheat, they don't want their partner to find out. Mm-hmm. They'll do anything not to let their partner find out. When women cheat, they oftentimes...
They make sure.
Make sure their partner finds out about it, because the reason they're cheating is because a guy hasn't been paying attention.
They want to get back at him, and they're angry.
Or he cheated on them.
So they want to get back at them.
Yeah.
Right. And if chaotic mom was chaotic enough to sleep with Frankie Camaro...
Did either one of them... I missed the phone call. I'm sorry. Did either one of them know they were both sleeping with Frankie Camaro?
The mom knew.
So he's worried the mom might say something to the daughter. Yeah. No, why would she?
Why? What's in it for her? Right. Unless she's psychotic. And
What's in it for her, but... What's in it for your wife to tell the Nielsen people that
she thinks of herself as an honest person?
TV show. What TV show is that, Drew?
I don't know.
I don't remember you being on TV. Jen?
Yeah?
You're 19?
Mm-hmm.
Now, me, I have multiple TV shows, so I would really just could not take one of those Nielsen boxes. Wait a minute. Jen, sorry. Go ahead.
Okay, hey. I have, a couple questions here. The first thing is that just recently I was with some guy, and I'm attracted to him in every other way, but I'm not physically attracted to him at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if what we did, we got hot and heavy one night, and I don't know if what we did was the right thing to do.
What'd you do?
Well, we had sex.
Mm-hmm.
Even though you weren't attracted to him?
I've been best friends with him for over a year.
You were loaded. Were you drunk?
No, I wasn't drunk, I wasn't loaded, I wasn't high, I wasn't anything.
And you were not attracted to him, but you had sex with him?
No, but I'm attracted to him, emotionally. I mean, we've both been through a whole lot.
Oh, yeah. Now we've been through it because you used the S word on the radio.
Yeah, sorry.
What kind of S are you talking about?
We both...
Watch your language.
I'm sorry, yeah. We've both been through a whole lot of stuff.
Like what?
He's been molested when he was a kid.
And you?
Yeah. I was raped when, before my freshman year in high school.
Mm. 13.
I just turned 14 and I went to a party and I was raped. And, it was a big traumatic thing. And he was really the only guy that I actually told. Because every guy that I told afterwards, used it against me and manipulated me. And
all right. So this is a guy. So basically what you're telling us is this is the kind of guy you're supposed to be attracted to. And yet your body won't go along with your brain this way.
Well, not only that, I mean, when you look at him, he's not somebody that you would think that I would be with. As in, I don't explain it, but when you look at somebody and you make the first assumption, oh, that guy's a freak or something like that, that's how he looks. And I'm the whole opposite way.
Yeah. I was complaining last night about Rick Ocasek.
Yeah. Drew likes Rick Ocasek from the Cars. He likes his wife, Paulina Porizkova.
Porizkova. Yeah.
Whatever the hell her name is. She's hot.
I like that marriage. I think that's a sexy, sexy marriage.
Yeah.
He's a big, tall, gaunt.
Scarecrow.
Yeah. And she's this hot mom.
He's all nose and elbows, and she's super hot.
It's cute. They live in Union Square.
But that's what Jen's describing here.
It bothers you that other people might think you two don't belong together?
Well, I don't care about what other people think about.
Okay.
I do care about what my parents will think about, my family will think about.
Well, this guy was molested repeatedly growing up.
Yeah.
So he's, Drew, are you picturing this guy?
Is he
goth in a pea coat and bisexual?
What is he?
He's straight. I'm bi.
Right. How does he dress?
Big baggy jeans, chain wallets, those collar with the spikes on it.
Oh, so he's
hair
punk.
Almost shaved off. Yeah. Don't, many different kinds of color.
Yeah.
And, like, another thing as well, too, is, like, not only...
You know what's weird? When you molest a boy, even more so than a girl, it's like... Like, everyone I know is nothing. Like, they're not anything. They don't look like... They wouldn't look like bikers or punks. They wouldn't look like surfers or
losers
socias.
From North Hollywood.
Look like they have the stench of loser on them from North Hollywood. But the way they dress, the way they wear their hair, they don't have any piercings or anything. They're just sort of normal, doofy guys.
They're all swarthy.
But my friends are all swarthy, according to Anderson. But
even
no, that's not true.
Even Don?
Not the weeds.
No, okay, yeah.
No, I mean, my friends are good-looking guys, but they're not with the earring, the bad chain with the Italian horn on it or anything.
Not at all.
They're regular guys. But when you molest a guy, it's like somebody catches him on his 13th birthday and says, well, it's decision time.
Yeah.
You want to go punk
Nazi,
or you want to go goth?
Yeah. Neo-Nazi.
What do you want to? You're going to have to wear the black nail polish, and you're going to have to get the buzz cut, or you're going to.
Is there any basis for this?
Yes,
assumption?
Yes.
Really?
They always they pick almost
like a tribe.
It become like a character. Yeah, they have to pick a tribe to go with.
But isn't that any outsider, whether they've been molested or not? If they're the nerd or the, you know.
You don't see the molested guy who's just sort of the doofy guy wearing the dolphin jersey.
It gets a little complicated when you start looking at what are the risks for molestation, and then they've started to look at sort of family styles and what the outcome of the club that the kids then belong to. And one correlation they have found is that hippie parents give rise to punk kids like this.
Yeah, but hippie parents also give rise to super straight kids.
Yeah, that's what I thought. They would give rise to conservative kids and vice versa. Conservative parents would give rise to punks.
No, the hippies give the punks.
The hippies get the punks.
Yeah.
All right. You also get the straight kids.
And you get the straight kids too, yeah.
Jen?
Yeah?
Yeah, you're not physically into him, and he's your friend, and that's fine. So you can continue to be friends, and you're bisexual.
Right.
So, fine. You don't have to have that kind of relationship with him.
Okay.
All right? Okay. You can't force yourself.
Even though he's going to start stalking her now.
Yeah.
No, not necessarily.
He'll be all right.
But you will break his heart.
He's the nicest guy. He's the nicest guy, and he's the most wonderful guy I've ever known.
Okay.
But if you just can't, if it's just not there, then you can't make it a romantic situation when it's not. You can't start dating or anything, because it's just, if it's not there, it's not there.
Right.
And you can't help that. That's actually instinct. It's actually...
Yep. Guys run into the same thing.
Pheromones and DNA and stuff.
You know, as a guy, you've run into this when you're trying to chub yourself up in the bathroom. You know what I'm saying? That's that...
That's when you know your DNA is speaking to you?
Yeah, you're looking down, you're looking at your penis, you're going, come on, let's go. We got work to do.
No,
your penis is like, we're not really into this chick. You're like, I know we're not, but for the next 20 minutes, we better be. Now let's go. It's humiliating. Tired of this conversation. Yeah, for guys, it's like it's like they have some, sort of yardstick or meter. It's just it's like the thing that pops out when the turkey's done. It's like, this turkey ain't done. And you're going, well, let's rush it along. Let's put it in the microwave.
Yeah, it's not fair because we keep it all inside and we can get away with it.
And you women, you get all, you're not into the guy, but then the guy does something. Like you find you show up at his house and he's talking to his cat and you're like,
I don't know about the fooling around with someone you're absolutely not attracted to. I understand the whole, you know, he's there for me and there's something she's getting from him.
Right.
But then,
But she's bisexual.
She's got a lot of...
She's got some issues and she's confused, so she's going to do a lot of experimenting. Jake?
Yes.
You're 23?
20, yes.
Yes. What's up?
I just want to know what I can do actually to last longer sexually.
Well, I brought up these new condoms that are coming out. Trojan's got it.
I've tried, and it really...
So, our other record... All right, relax. Jake.
Hold on. Yeah. You've tried the new condoms that
Drew... They're not the new, but I've tried... advertising and...
All right.
...whatnot, but I just, nothing has...
All right, are you super fast?
Yes.
Like seconds?
Yes.
All right, well, the one thing that comes jumping out at us about Jake, other than...
Semen
is his anger. I mean, it's just like he's got aggression and anger. To me, it's just seething out of him. And sometimes uncontained aggression can sort of influence your sexuality. So what's all that about? Where was all the aggression? Were you beaten or something growing up? Or?
No.
What are you so angry about?
I don't even know.
Do you don't consider yourself angry?
I'm fairly mellow. I guess I have some, things, but, I guess if nothing else, I don't have a lot of outlets.
Did somebody in your family have bad temper? Did you see a lot of that kind of thing going on?
No.
Are you smoking a lot of pot?
No, I actually quit.
How long ago?
It's been a few months.
Okay, well,
and
I've
had this problem before and
okay,
after.
But that may be where your irritability is coming from.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes you stop smoking pot, people get depressed. And irritability is characteristic of marijuana abstinence. So.
But, unfortunately, Jake, when I was talking earlier in the show about the upper 10% and the lower 10%, it's really hard to tweak what you got dealt.
Well, no, this is the one that can be tweaked, though, right? He can start
masturbating. We've tried, but Jake says he's tried everything. Like, do you have a girlfriend?
Yes.
And have you tried masturbating a half hour before you had sex?
Yes.
Or really cleaning the chamber out, so...
Yeah, it's true. Quiet. Well, what did that do?
It's nothing. I mean, once I'm in the situation of being with my girlfriend, it's...
Okay. And now what about seconds? What about round two?
It's, you know what, it's... Not as fast, but I mean it's pretty quick.
How fast? What are we talking about?
I'd say still within like a minute or so.
Ooh.
Really? And this is.
Yeah, I mean I can get I can become aroused very quickly afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still once I'm.
Right.
I just .
All right. Now what about do you give her oral sex?
Sometimes.
Ooh.
How come? So little.
You got to double down on this.
Well, no.
Quadruple down in Jake's case.
Yeah.
As far as that, she's not necessarily stimulated as much by that.
Really? Are you doing it properly, do you think?
I would imagine.
She says, you ask her, is this what you want?
Yeah, I mean, I've asked, of course. And,
of course.
It's, she's more stimulated by me.
Intercourse.
Being with her, intercourse, so.
This is a horrible, ironic pairing.
Mm-hmm.
Because most women.
Could care less.
Well, they like the intercourse, but if you're having a little shortage in this department and you go ahead and double down in the other department, all is forgiven.
You're safe, but.
But if she's not into this, and she's into that, and that is the part where you don't excel.
Yeah.
And this is going to be a little difficult. How about a vibrator?
Well, she has one. And that actually, I feel it would take away from me.
And I think
why do you feel it would take away from you?
Well, because, it's an act between us two.
Yeah.
I wouldn't feel that would need, I should be sufficient.
Yeah.
In some
all
manner.
Right, all right.
You
but
know?
You're not. And this is kind of what Drew was.
Yeah, so
Hold on. Here's the thing about these guys, and I don't know if you're picking up on this, but it starts off as, I want to please my woman.
Yeah.
And then it's sort of...
Well, but that's understandable, though.
It dovetails into I want to feel better about myself.
Yeah, but that's the... my God.
But he's angry about something. I don't know what it is.
All right, Jake.
Yes.
Here's the problem. Yes, okay. you shouldn't have to use the vibrator, but guess what? You do. So bust it out.
I also think a regular maintenance on the chamber, regular.
Well, one thing, I don't have a build to, so my orgasms aren't great at all.
You don't have a what?
Doesn't have a build up.
A build up to it. So, when I do orgasm, it's very bland, so it's I don't.
Are you on medication?
No.
All right.
Huh. Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, certainly.
Do you find what sets you off right away is the physical sensation, or is it the visual? Is it both?
I'm sure it's a bit of both, because I've tried to shut down a bit mentally, because what some people have said to try type of things. But once I'm there, I can't help but know where I'm at,
All right.
So I didn't know if.
All right. Listen.
That's gonna be awful. That's gonna be awful for a man.
It is. I would assume it would be.
No. Warts and you're quick.
Yeah.
What a lucky girl.
Combo.
Yeah.
Well, I don't understand why.
Really, straight path to that, please. On both counts. On both counts, please. I can't sit here.
He lasts forever, and it's just an alabaster.
Yeah, yeah. It's a pristine.
Drew examined my penis.
On the radio.
On the radio.
Did you?
Yeah. Yes. Using
how did that make you feel?
Disgusting.
Doctor. Using acid.
Immediately
he dumped acid and hit it with a black light.
Yeah, I did. Put acetic acid on there. Anderson. Because they have the tape going.
And hit it with a black light.
Suspicious.
Yes.
Suspicious.
But we found some suspicious things.
No, you found nothing. How dare you? Look, we made a $100 bet, yes?
I paid you.
That's right. Yeah. And Drew is tight as they come.
He had a stunt penis. I swear to God it was not his. Stunt penis.
Really?
Yeah, someone else's penis.
Really?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. I just dumped acid all over my penis.
Yeah, that was it.
Hold on a second. Can we have our microphone
on?
It's
on now.
All right.
But I want to get back to poor, what's his name, Jake. I understand why we don't, get him to really do a little cleansing on the semen. Like, expel whatever he's got in there.
He said he tried that.
No, he needs to be on a regular maintenance program.
Like a couple times in the morning, a couple times a day?
Yes, until he can barely get an erection, and then try.
Do you think that would work?
Yeah.
I don't.
Because nothing to come out.
Yeah, tell him.
All right, he can hear us.
Oh, yeah? Good.
Let's move forward. I don't know about the Jakes of the world. Aaron?
Yes.
You're 15?
Yes.
What's up?
Well, I kind of want to know how to seal the deal on a relationship with the girl I'm trying to go out with.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it seems like, I can talk and get real close to her, but I can never quite, cross that line.
Yeah, when you say seal the deal, though, you don't mean sex. You just mean some kissy, right?
Huggy bear kissy face.
Huggy kissy?
Into a formal boyfriend-girlfriend relationship.
I see. So you've never had a girlfriend?
Once or twice.
No, but where they knew they were your girlfriend.
Like I said, once or twice.
No. Yeah. No.
Aaron?
Yes?
Once or twice?
Yes.
Which?
Probably once.
Probably once? So if we asked her, was Aaron your boyfriend, she'd probably say yes?
Yeah.
But not necessarily say yes.
She'd say yes.
How long did you go out with her?
About a month.
Uh-huh. And this is how long ago?
About a year or two.
Year or two? Which was it?
Two.
2 years. You were 13.
It's probably one.
Right. It was the summer after I completed seventh grade.
You were 12. All right. 3 years ago.
Okay.
Hey, Aaron?
And
this lying pattern you've got, it sort of brushing over the truth and trying to sort of blow by accurate, that's lying. Just go ahead and...
I'm not lying.
1 or 2 years? 1 or 2 girlfriends? Just speak the truth. 1 girlfriend, 3 years ago.
1 girlfriend, summer after I graduated.
Got it.
Grade.
All right.
And you're in what grade now?
Ninth grade.
Okay. And now what did you do? Did you kiss this girl?
No, we just hung out.
All right. Hold on a second. Okay. Remember about 20 minutes ago I said you've never had a girlfriend? And he said, oh, yes, I have.
Yeah.
One or two years ago. Now it's down to one.
3 years ago.
It's two and a half years ago, and they hung out.
Oh, I thought he was talking about this girl now.
That's what I thought, too.
No, I think I was, maybe that's a good point.
Yeah. Right,
Aaron?
Yes?
The girlfriend from the summer in seventh grade, did you kiss her?
Nothing really.
Okay, here we go.
Like a kiss goodbye, that kind of thing.
Yeah, a kiss goodbye.
Yeah.
Yeah, like when your grandma's going back to Philadelphia.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, hang on, Aaron.
Hang on. You have enough Aaron?
We're going to get Aaron straightened out.
All right.
These poor kids calling from Alaska.
All right, that's part of the problem.
All right, so hang on there, champ. We're going to get you set up, all right?
Okay.
All right. Paget Brewster is our guest tonight from Andy Richter Controls the Universe. 9:30 Sunday nights, 8:30 Tuesday nights. We'll be back.
You guys could see this.
With the young lying
Aaron.
They're
so cute when they go to commercial.
After this. Hey, everybody. everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician. Yeah. Paget Brewster's our guest tonight.
Eating a mint.
She's from, did you eat your mint?
I'm going to eat it now, live on the radio.
She is from Andy Richter Controls the Universe, 9:30 Sunday nights on Fox, and then again Tuesday nights at 8:30. And a high-quality show. And listen, everybody, go ahead and challenge yourself a little bit. Well, watch those shows that maybe you got to run to the thesaurus or dictionary and look something up. You know what I'm saying?
It's good
for you. Let's do it. It's good for you. It's good for you. All right. Let's talk to Vincent. And by the way, our what's his name from Alaska, the Virgin.
Oh, well, there's not that many women to begin with, so he's trying to score with
one of
them.
We were going
to
straighten him out, but
he hung up. Yeah. And I know he's a little pissy at us, but I'm just saying I heard the sound of a guy who'd never been with a woman, never had a girlfriend.
Well, the problem with he was having trouble being really open and honest with us. He really was. Everything was all vague, and he's kind of ashamed of himself, and there's no reason for that.
No, not at 15.
Yeah,
it's fine. But I mean, it's like guys are under a lot of pressure, and a lot of guys at 15 who've not been around the block do get a certain degree of peer pressure. It's not easy. I'll tell you, I've got a 15-year-old son, not get anything, get him a prostitute. Actually, wait a minute. I do the prostitute, but I make him watch.
Oh,
that's
horrendous.
My plan.
That's healthy.
That's my plan. Yeah. You see how it's done, son? Hey, hand me the beer. Yeah, it's gonna
I'm
be
sure
good.
You'll do that.
I'm going to
do that.
I'm
sure you will actually do that.
Drew, you got to do that, too, with your sons.
When your kid's about four, my kids will be 15, 16. We'll do it all with all three of them.
We'll bring them all in.
It's never too young to learn.
Yeah. I do know guys whose dad... offered him a woman, yeah. Oh, yes.
Was it a good experience?
It usually freaks the kid out a little bit.
How so?
They become permanently misogynistic or...
No.
Sort of phobic of women.
No, it doesn't...
Why?
It doesn't scramble them forever. It's just... It's the context. It's like, my dad is offering me up, like...
It's intrusive.
I'll tell you the way to do it, if you got a 15 or 16-year-old who, you know... It's not far enough along sexually. You're feeling like that. I do it, but I do the plant. You know what I mean? Like you sit next to him at the movie theater.
Oh, so the kid never knows.
Make a little small talk.
Right. Like true romance.
Yeah, because what kind of confidence does it give a kid where dad dropped $300 on some streetwalker so you can bust your cherry on her? You know what I mean? Yeah, I get a whole ruse going.
But doesn't that kind of mess the kid up? A 15-year-old kid and a 27-year-old woman comes up to him in a movie theater and wants to sleep with him.
It does when I get drunk and explain it to him like 3 days later, yes. Yes, it would. And now she
But how would he ever deal with normal fumbling 17-year-old
girlfriend?
Hey,
listen, I'm not saying it's a perfect plan.
I'm trying to talk you out of it.
It's just the one I'm going with.
I don't want to mess up your son.
Oh, you could...
No.
I'm just saying, if the show...
I had a landlord that asked me to do that, though.
Really?
A Romanian landlord in Hollywood. When I first moved here, I lived
You sleep with son, yes?
He, asked me. He said, in my country, they get older woman for my boy. I think he's he might be a gay.
A fruit.
Yeah, and he asked me to sleep with his son. And I said, do you realize that's illegal in this country? That's not legal and also not something that I'm interested in. No, it's good. It's good in my country. It's good for the boy.
Wow.
You can do it. And he was trying to give me a pep talk.
It's funny. Then the guy went back home and said to his younger buddy, sorry, no dice. I did the Romanian voice. What do you want?
No, I talked to the boy. The boy was 12 or 13, and he did borrow my wigs. So
your wigs.
His father had reason to be concerned, but still.
He borrowed your wigs.
Yeah.
For what?
To wear in the school play.
Ooh.
That was his. Yeah. Oh. And I thought, sure. Can I have a red one and a blonde one?
Ooh. Hey, probably using them as merkins.
If he's gay, gay. There's no. You know what I mean?
Sidebar.
There's no.
Mm-hmm.
What if she had blonde and red wigs?
I don't know.
That's scary.
I'll tell you, like to get the bottom of that. Right now.
Do you like to what?
Like to get to the bottom of that. Let me tell you something else. Let me talk to Drew for a second.
Yeah, listen over here.
You know, we were just talking last night about my old stripper girlfriend, Lindsay.
Right.
Paget.
Spitting
image.
Oh.
Mm.
Yeah. Wow, that must be tough for you.
It is.
You're held together, right?
I can hear you. I don't know if you know this, but I can hear you.
Oh, you want to get back to the show?
Okay, here we go.
No, that. Do you think I could be a stripper?
No. I mean, yeah. I mean,
do you think I could make money at it?
I'd give you money.
Very flattering. Thank you.
Oh, no, you could. I had a girlfriend who was a stripper many years ago, and you guys cut out of the same cloth. Look very similar.
Wow.
Very similar. Her hair wasn't quite as dark as yours, but other than that.
Neither is mine, my friend.
Same thing. Oh, really? Well, Lindsay, is that you?
Oh,
Adam.
My God.
Here
it is.
Adam, I've come for you.
She had an English accent. So.
Oh, Adam.
Oh.
What are you doing? You're staring at the screen. What's wrong, Adam? Are you all right?
Oh, I gotta go to the bathroom. Drew, give me a couple pages.
Wait,
from that
are you
dictionary.
Attracted to Elizabeth Hurley at all?
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
I like her.
Why?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. I'm sure she's a lovely girl, but I'm sure she's a very nice girl.
Physically, you don't see it. You don't get it?
She appears to me, I realize that in a photograph she's beautiful, but she seems terribly cold.
Yeah.
She seems like a very expensive prostitute.
That does not bother me.
And I don't mean to be judgmental and rude, because she probably is the nicest gal, but that is my impression.
No, that
is what her PR image is to me, very cold.
I'm sure she's an ice princess. And yes, I agree.
There's something very sexy about her to guys.
Oh, well, I mean, she's very beautiful, and she's got the English accent, but yes, she does seem very calculating. And not so much a human as she.
Isn't that scary?
Guys read that a little bit as not available.
Yes, that's how it reads.
And if I were in, that ice would melt, kind of thing. That's, I think, how guys read that. Even though the reality is she's
just plain unavailable.
No, probably just really not emotionally unavailable. Cold.
But to a guy that's attractive, I could get in there.
No. The assumption is that's just.
No, there's nothing. No. She's to a guy, she's attractive because she's attractive.
That's it, period.
You're a woman, and you think in terms of personality and disposition all that kind of stuff. This is all takes a distant backseat to the looks for the guys.
But then there's the girls. I think Angelina Jolie is very sexy.
Yeah, she's very sexy.
I think she's very pretty and very sexy.
But she seems totally insane. It would be an incredible handful to deal with.
I don't know.
Now
she's got that nice little son.
It's 40 kinds of nuts.
No, I don't know.
Yes.
Off the air.
Ben?
Hello?
Ben?
Hello?
Hey, Ben.
Hello?
Ben, you're 16. What's up?
I've been going out with my girlfriend for 7 months.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of behind her back, her parents' back. They're super conservative Christians. Mm-hmm. And
they're conservative Christians.
Yeah, they are. And mm-hmm. she sort of plays in with it a little bit, mm-hmm. But here, well, maybe louder. Okay. But she sort of plays in with it.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, it was maybe month one or two, and we had held hands. We hadn't done anything really.
Mm-hmm.
And we were writing emails back and forth, and her parents caught her, and they grounded her for a month.
What'd the emails say?
Hey, what's up? Seriously, I swear to God, it didn't say anything. No sex, no love, no nothing.
All right.
And then that happened again, a month later.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and just yesterday, her parents, I don't know how they caught her or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But, she can't do anything. I met her through my youth group. She can't do anything with a youth group.
Youth group?
Yeah. So, she can't go on a ski trip. She can't anything. Nothing.
Because of you?
Because of me.
Okay.
And her parents are grounding her. And
why is she so upset about it? What is it about you that they find so problematic?
It's not me either. My best friend, would call her, and then I would grab the phone from him and talk to her through my best friend,
Yeah.
And they thought that he liked her, and they were like, oh, no, don't, replace, me with my best friend, if you know what I mean. Don't do the same thing they did with me with my best friend.
All right. Well, Ben, her parents are very controlling. Maybe they're religious zealots, and you're 16, and you don't have a lot of juice, so there's really nothing you can do about this.
And I just, other girlfriends I've had was, a purely physical relationship, and this one was kind of an emotional thing, if you know what I mean. It was
Well, you're writing those very intimate emails. Hey, what's up? I'm fine.
How's
how are
going?
You? 2 days later, hey, what's up?
Cool.
I mean, when you share a hey, what's up with a woman, It's hard to see that all just go down the drain.
I get bogus.
Right. Okay, anyways,
I get bogus all the way here. I get bogus all the way with him.
He's been very intimate with other women?
Yeah, put it up.
Yeah. He's hanging up the phone.
No, he's not. You there? Oh, somebody told him to hang up?
Yeah.
I didn't hear that.
He was talking as if his folks were in the other room, and then someone walked in.
I see.
I don't know what his question is or was.
That's when you start thinking bogus, right? Like, why are you calling? What's going on here?
I don't know. I think he was going to get to something, but the point is she's living at home. She's got another couple of years at home. I'm sorry her parents are religious nut jobs, but they're not letting her out of the house, and you're not going to break her out of the house.
Right. Mm-hmm. There you go.
And unfortunately, we talk just on a bigger topic. We talk to tons of 15, 6-year-old people who want to do things for other 15 and 6-year-old people, but there's parents in the way, and there's this and that. And you know what? You just have to realize you're in the mailroom of life at 15 or 16, and you got some ideas, and you want to barge into the CEO's office and tell him what tweaks you would make on his latest product or whatever, and you don't even get that meeting. And I'm sorry, but that's the way it goes. And the good news is one day you'll be a parent, and you'll have some kid from summer camp trying to F your daughter, and then you can cut him off. You can intercept, like I said, those very salacious emails with the, hey, what's up? And God knows what else was said. Probably, how you doing in there?
Oof.
I would even venture to say they probably discussed some teacher they didn't like. I'm not saying. That's speculation. But I know these kids talk these days, Drew. Especially on the internet. Okay. What are you doing? Drew's done. You gonna see Drew check out? He's done.
I'm just waiting for you to wrap. To wind down. All right. Wind it on down.
Let's assume the poise.
You're in the pose. I noticed that.
Jesus, it's late. The insects in, what was that movie? Come on.
A Bug's Life?
Yeah, no. It was, you know, the guys in outer space. It. Doogie Howser, Denise Richards, smiling the whole time.
Starship Troopers.
They look like the insects. Okay, let's go.
Yeah, that was a great movie.
Very flattering.
Sorry. Yeah. No, the insects were the best part of that whole movie. So
much great movie. All right. We'll take a little break. I'm going to give a serious talking to Patrick Brewster, and we'll be right back. All right. Hey, it's Loveline, everybody.
Please share that conversation.
No. It doesn't. I don't feel good about what I said.
I guess not.
Paget Brewster is our guest tonight, and she is on Andy Richter Controls the Universe, which is 9:30 Sunday night, and 8:30 on Tuesday night. Absolutely,
Adam
is.
Loves it.
I do love that show. It's a very well done show, and yes, it's about nothing but. Many, all the great shows were really about, you know, the Seinfelds and the Honeymooners and all those shows, All in the Family. You know, what was the big hook of All in the Family?
Yeah, it was just an ensemble of interesting
people.
Guy
checks out of the factory and then comes home and bitches at his wife for half an hour.
Yep.
With the meathead of a brother-in-law or son-in-law.
You didn't like All the Family?
All right, Drew.
Who
Drew,
didn't
shut,
like
Drew,
All the Family?
Drew,
okay.
Please.
Yeah.
What are you, like 14? Got the Brian puts the thumbs down. Drew's got to yell at him through the glass. No one knows what he's talking about. Now, who do you think the people at home think you're talking to, by the way, when you
said brought him into it?
All right. No. Listen, Brian, put your hands in your pocket. All right, now type. Type with your nose. Save the commentary. It's distracting for Drew. Christian?
Yeah.
You're 20?
Yeah, what's going on?
What's up?
I just had a quick question for Padgett.
Hey.
Hey, I love Andy Richter. It's a great show, and yeah, I really love your character too. It's so beautiful and sexy. And
wow,
yeah,
thanks.
I just wondered actually if you had any upcoming projects or anything like that.
I wish I did. I'm just waiting to see if we're going to make more Andy Richter shows, and auditioning for movies and taking photographs with people for fun. That's about it, though. Sorry.
Is photography your hobby or one of your hobbies?
Well, now I'm getting paid for it, so it's technically I'm a professional.
Mm. Barracuda magazine.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
Uh-oh. Oh, the phone ring. Oh.
Drew's wife.
So Hollywood.
Hey, Christian?
Yeah.
You like Padgett?
Yeah, she's really hot.
Yeah.
Well, Christian, thank you so much.
Get in line,
really nice.
Brother.
All right, thanks.
Thanks.
All right, take care. Yeah. Yeah. You ever get that? You know, you remind me of Famke Jensen, too. You ever get that?
Oh, no, that's nice. She's beautiful.
She's beautiful.
I get Sean Young all the time.
Well, Sean Young's beautiful, too, just super crazy. But I give you more Famke than Sean.
Oh, thanks. I like her.
David?
Yeah, hi.
You're 34?
Yes, I am.
Congratulations.
Thanks. I've been clean and sober for the last 4 months, and I've did a lot of cocaine near the end there, and they told me I'd have some sort of condition. I can't think of what it was called. It's like where my endorphin producers won't work in my brain. So it feels like I'm sleepwalking through most of the days and everything. And I was wondering if...
What other drugs were you doing?
I was drinking very heavily. I was a daily marijuana smoker from about the time I was 19.
Uh-huh.
And near the end there, for like the last 6 months, I was doing 2 to 3 grams of cocaine every day.
This probably is more the pot than anything else. It's
really?
there's a depression.
Well, the thing is, I don't feel very depressed. I function very well. Things that I enjoy doing, I still, somewhat get enjoyment out
That's
of
good.
Them.
That's good.
I'm not, like, sleeping, extra period of time.
But his hobbies are moping.
Yeah, I'm not moping. I'm just,
oh,
I
no.
just feel like I'm sleepwalking.
Yeah.
Are you sleeping abnormally?
I never was a good sleeper my whole life. I never slept well anyway, period.
Yeah.
Well, listen, for the first 6 months plus after you stop doing drugs, there's a ton of biological change that goes on in the brain. And so to have all sorts of depression, sleep disturbances, fibromyalgia symptoms, these are part of your brain recovering. It's going to take some time. Cocaine typically causes mood instability. So people are irritable and their mood is labile. The sleepwalking thing you're talking about, I would associate that more with the pot and the alcohol, and that's going to take a few months to settle down. And that may be because your sleep is disturbed, maybe because there's some component of a depressive type syndrome. In terms of there being really endorphin dysfunction, that is opiate addiction. People that use opiates get that, and that can go for a year. And that feeling is primarily, again, a feeling of intense loss, like you're walking around always dysphoric, and that's the opiate issue. And then everything is uncomfortable all the time.
All right. And then there's there's like sort of cycles. You have like a whole week where you just sort of feel lethargic and sloppy, and then there's weeks where you feel energized and happy.
Yeah.
It never really gets discussed. I mean, we always attribute it to something, sleep or alcohol or caffeine or whatever, but doesn't it just seem like all those things aside, because those always sort of float around in your life, some weeks are much better than others.
Yeah, there's things about the quality of sleep you get, what your nutritional status is.
I know, but
what
then...
your cortisol cycles are.
All
and
right,
then
that's
your,
what I want to talk about.
And your
about.
Mood cycling.
I want to talk about the moon's gravitational pull, is what I'm talking
Which,
about.
Which, by the way, more bizarre calls tonight than I've had in the last 5 years.
Really?
Outside,
is it a full moon tonight? I couldn't
so
tell. I thought
full,
maybe it was
crazy.
A sliver missing.
I didn't notice particularly weird calls tonight.
No, I mean... at the hospital.
At the hospital.
Unbelievable.
More great radio by Dr. Drew, entering his 20th year of being a...
I was pointing at the people while
pointing,
I was talking to you.
Pointing.
What's going on?
Fantastic
like
radio. Pointing at things.
I've got a heart failure, a syncope, emphysema,
a syncope.
Kidney failure, and a bunch of alcohol.
What's a syncope?
I pee in the sink, too, by the way. But I didn't know that was a problem. Where's that syncope? All right. I was just kidding, baby. I'd never done that in my life.
I know you have. I have. Peed in a sink?
Really? Have you peed in a sink?
How does that work?
Yeah, it's actually very glamorous. I was 15, and it was in France.
Really?
You had to put money in to use the bathroom in this French bar. I was on a bike trip, one of those rehabilitational bad kid bike trips. And I had to go to the bathroom.
What?
And I had no money.
Oh, Adam.
And
we're finding this with 2 minutes left in the show.
There were two doors. You open one door, and there was a sink, and then there was another door that you had to put a centime in or something. I didn't have any change, so I peed in the sink. And, of course, someone from the bar walked in, and I was yelled at.
Where Adam wants to go next is bad kid?
Yeah, bad kid.
I wasn't a bad kid, even.
Misunderstood?
I was a nerd, and I was unhappy. My parents were the teachers at the school I went to.
Mm.
So I was an outcast, and I was considered a townie by the preppies. And,
wow.
And then I went to the town school,
and I was considered
a preppy by the... What?
Black fingernail polish?
No, not until I was 18 did I do that.
Tattoos?
No.
Prove it.
Okay, one. Tiny one.
Yeah.
It's tiny. It's a little tiny picture of Don Knotts screaming. And it's on my right hip. It's Don Knotts as Mr. Roper.
What's he saying?
He's just screaming.
He's wearing a really bad
Can you imagine
Nehru
though?
Jacket.
Oh, I kind of wish I did have that tattoo. No.
Why France? Is there some sort of Outward Bound program that goes to
I went on
Europe?
Outward Bound the following year.
Really?
And it was great. I think everybody should do that.
Because you still hadn't rehabilitated.
It wasn't even rehabilitation. I'm making it a bigger deal than it was. I was... I was unhappy as a teenager. I think most teenagers are unhappy, and I didn't express it by doing anything particularly wrong. I just was unhappy, and I felt stupid and ugly, and you know, I think most teenagers feel that way. Unless you're actually the homecoming queen, you're going through something. So
yeah.
My parents are wonderful people, and they love me, and they wanted me to be happy, and they wanted me to go through experiences where I would build self-esteem. So they sent me on a bike trip to France, which was great.
Really?
And then the next year I went on Outward Bound, and that was great.
Wow.
And I think I grew up into a pretty healthy, decent person.
Yeah.
Even though I'm an actress.
Sidebar.
There's some clear compensation going on
indeed.
Here, Drew.
Self-image problems. You can't quite die. See how she's perceived by other people.
I would just say eating disorder.
Yeah.
No.
Well, yeah.
Sometimes I take Dexedrine when I feel like a fatty.
Suspect sexuality.
I know what I'm doing. I only do it with one guy. I'm not bi.
Mm-hmm.
I like him a lot.
That's this week.
I love him.
All right, there, this.
I bite my fingernails, though. Look at that. What does that
mean? Look at that.
Terrible.
My goodness.
So bad.
Pull your hair, too.
One
awful.
Big beautiful
do
hair,
I
baby.
Pull it?
Pull.
No.
Okay.
I pluck the gray ones out occasionally because I started going gray when I was 28. What does that mean?
Wow.
Let's,
when we get back.
You're in the pose again.
Let's take a little break.
Come on, we were just going to fix me.
All right, we'll fix you during the break.
Okay.
That's the show, everybody. I want to thank Padgett Brewster for coming in here and
it's over.
Lighting up the room and tell everyone to please go out and catch Andy Richter Controls the Universe Sunday nights 9:30, Tuesday nights 8:30.
Good times.
Yes, I would consider it a personal favor if everyone watched that show and it was successful, then we'd have Padgett on.
So those of you with Adam's name on your shoes,
please watch that show.
There you go.
So until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying... Mahalo.
Adam. What are you doing? You're staring at the screen. What's wrong, Adam? Are you all right?
I gotta go to the bathroom.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Engel. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.